Wednesday night. It says in Siman Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph Siv Dalad, Roy L'Choli Rei Shemayim, Shiei Meitzer V'Doeg Al Chubin Beis HaMikdash. So a person that's Rei Shemayim should be concerned and should cry the whole year round about the Chubin Beis HaMikdash. So why only a Yirei Shemayim? The question is, of course, why does the Shulchan Aruch say only a Yirei Shemayim? Shouldn't everyone be mates of a doig al chubin beis hamikdash? So, it's a difficult question. Many achronim answer that just as we say that a tefillas nedava should only be davened by someone who knows he's going to have kavana and be mechaven throughout, otherwise don't do me no favors and daven the tefillas nedava. So here also, you know, it's easy to go through the motions. Even Tisha B'Av, we know, you know, you sit on the floor, you go through certain motions. The point of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's you know, it's inside of you if you really feel the Korban Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we say, better don't do it. Like Tfilas Nadova, better don't do it if you're just going to be going through the motions. So the saying Yirei Shemayim means we presume he won't be going through the motions. So that is in regard to all year round. And Tikkun Chatzos used to be much more prevalent in Klal Yisrael, and it pretty much fell into disuse, I think it's safe to say, much less than it was throughout all the Doros. You read in the Sforum, apparently that's the case. So there's two explanations given for that. One is what I just said, that the Doros are getting worse, and many people would just be going through the motions, and Hashem doesn't want this tefillah to be said if you're just going through the motions, so the Taka fell into disuse. And there's another sociological possibility that has to do with the perception on the part of those that lead us that we have to rebuild the Torah infrastructure, and many times that comes at the expense of other things which are very important, but it would stare the rebuilding of the Torah infrastructure, and therefore they negated it, and that's what some suggest is the reason for the lack of Tikkun Chatzos. Now, that's all year round. In Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, at the end of the Siman, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Arizal suggests to pay particular attention during the 3 weeks to the Avelos for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And in midday, and it brought down in Sforum that the reference here is to Tikkun Chatzos. So Shlomo Zalman used to say Tikkun Chatzos. In the 3 weeks, there was a minhag, apparently a bit more prevalent, that to say Tikkun Chatzos from midday, from Chatzos up till Mincha Ketana, in those hours to say Tikkun Chatzos. So, okay, now that also fell into disuse a lot. If you're going to do it, don't do it publicly. Maybe it may even be Mexico. You are come discuss it with me if you're planning on doing it. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld made two specific suggestions, a way to fulfill at least this point of the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah, of during the 3 weeks at least, making some effort about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that is to say two kapitlech tillim. So if you would say this in the afternoon, you would, he says that, you know, that would be our fulfillment of this Mishnah Berurah of the Arizal. That is kapitel ayin tes. I think it's Elokim bo'ugayim anach losecha tumuz echal kochecha somus yushmaim le'iyim. That's Ayin Tes, and Kuf Lamed Zayin, which is Al Naharos Bodol Shom Yoshamu Gam Bochinu. It would be a good idea the 3 weeks, whenever you wash and are benching, if it's a day that that Tachnun is said, to say Al Naharos Bodol, and that would at least be a fulfillment of, to some degree, of this Arizal, of this Mishnah Berurah. What?
I have a question.
I have to give another